This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's all about me.
Here on Checkpoint on Joy 94.9, I'm Luke, joined by a very special guest all the way from overseas at the moment. Just finished a live event today. It's WWE superstar Emma. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing really, really good. So good to talk to you. Of course, here in Melbourne, Joy 94.9, and you're a Melbourne girl originally as well.
That's right.
So if I can take it back, because of course, you know, being from Melbourne and being an Aussie, so when did you know that you wanted to become a wrestler? How did that happen?
I loved wrestling since I was a little girl. My father was a huge wrestling fan, so he actually used to force me to watch it every Sunday afternoon. And I actually hated it at the beginning, but before long I became an avid wrestling fan, and we switched roles, basically. I used to force him after that. I never snapped out of it.
That's fantastic. And what did your family think when you sort of decided, you know, I want to become a wrestler, and you sort of announced that? Were they sort of shocked, and was there sort of some resistance? How did that go down?
My father thought it was really cool.
Yep.
My mom, I think she was kind of like, all right, and just kind of, you know, maybe they were just waiting for the day I'll snap out of it, which never happened.
Yep.
But, they were supportive, and I think because I was a fan for so long, you know, they already knew how much I loved the wrestling, so it wasn't quite a shock or anything.
Now, being on Raw, and women's wrestling has changed so much in the last few years, particularly with women, you know, now being closer and closer to being on equal footing with the men in WWE, which has been really great to watch. What's it been like being a part of this women's revolution in WWE?
Oh, it's been really special. There were a number of years where we all worked together, and we would have matches, and we would talk in the locker room about, you know, imagine this, or what about if things were like this? And, you know, I guess it's like you talk about something and not as if we ever imagined it actually happening. So years down the line, looking back and saying, wow, remember when we talked about this? Like, we actually did it. We're here at this day and age where we are on the same level as the men. We've had some, you know, crazy, impressive matches. We're showing the world what we can do, and we're being recognized for it. It's very special for all of us.
Yeah, and it's been really special to watch, especially, I mean, Joy being an LGBTIQ radio station all about diversity and adversity, and to see, you know, when I was younger, the women, or they were the divas back then, it was all about, you know, bra and panties and paddle on a pole matches and stuff like that, and I always just watched that when I was younger thinking, they're so talented, why are they making them do all this stuff? So it must be great to now be recognised for the real wrestling talents you guys have.
Yeah, and exactly. And, you know, it's a different day and age, so that worked back then, and where we are now, that's not necessary. We have the skills, and we've proved that we can hold our own in that ring, so the other things aren't even, you know, it's not even in sight anymore.
Yeah, awesome. Now, you recently toured Australia just last month as part of the Raw tour. How was that, coming home and wrestling in front of your hometown crowd?
Amazing. I always love being able to come back home. Maybe I'm a little biased, but I always say Australia has the best wrestling fans.
Yep.
We only come there once a year, so it's very special, and we have usually three shows, and the crowds we have are some of the biggest live event crowds that we get. So, you know, the packed shows, the fans are yelling and screaming and having a blast, and it just makes it that much more enjoyable for us. You know, after that long travel, going out there and just hearing the crowd roar, and especially for me being at home, it just makes everything worth it.
Yeah, and I mean, I was right near the ramp when you were coming down, and I think I was screaming really loudly, but everybody was when you came out, you know, being from Melbourne, representing Australia in that sort of way. Was it sort of weird to get such a large cheer, given that you play such a great villain on television?
You know what, yes and no. Yes, I do play a villain, but I'm Australian.
Yep.
And the Australian female on the roster. I mean, of course they're going to cheer me. Come on. I'd be hurt if they didn't.
Fantastic. It was a really cool moment.
I'm born and raised, it was a very cool moment for me as well.
And I mean, it's really great to see yourself obviously leading the charge with the women at the moment, but with some other Aussie talent coming up on the roster, so like Billy Kay and Peyton Royce in NXT, and then a couple of Aussie girls in the Mae Young Classic. So Toni Storm, of course, did really well in that tournament. So what's it like to see other Aussie females up and coming and rocking the women's division like that?
I love it. I mean, it's taken a number of years, but now we're finally showing the world just how much talent is coming from Australia. And like you said, for the women, we're getting to showcase that even more. And like you said, Billy Kay, and Peyton Royce, they're so talented. I've known them for years.
Yep.
And I'm actually looking forward to the day that they're with me in WWE and we can, maybe join forces, who knows?
Yeah, well, I had this theory at home with my partner where I actually think that you should definitely form this Aussie alliance on Raw, and they could perhaps help you win the Women's Championship or something like that. Just an idea.
Well, you know what? I've always got something in the back of my head, don't you worry.
That's fantastic. Now, of course, you're wrestling against Asuka next week at TLC, which is a huge debut for her on the main roster. You battled a couple of years ago, particularly your match at NXT TakeOver in London was a really fantastic match. And for me, it was one of the first big women's matches where I sort of went, wow, these guys can absolutely hang with the men. This is amazing. So how excited are you to be facing her again now on a WWE pay-per-view like TLC?
You know, I feel like it's a big challenge that I've been presented with, but I've been waiting since that match in London to get my chance again. And since then, she still hasn't been beat. So this is a huge night for me as well. It's my first singles match on a WWE pay-per-view. And really the question, what I'm getting told is that nobody's ready for Asuka. But really the question is somebody's going to beat Asuka and who's going to do it? And I'm saying it's going to be me at TLC.
And, of course, it didn't go well the last time you faced, unfortunately. You did have Dana on your side back then and proved to be a bit of a distraction in that match. What are you going to do differently? How are you preparing for Asuka, given it has been a couple of years and she's still undefeated?
Well, I've watched two matches at NXT. I know Asuka better than most on this roster, so, I mean, I know it's not going to be easy, but There's always going to be a plan, especially with Asuka, and I'm ready for a fight.
Excellent. And when is Emma going to get a chance at the Women's Championship? Of course, the hashtag Give Emma a Chance, very popular on social media. A lot of people I talk to are huge Emma fans and want to see you go for the belt in a really big way. So is it just a matter of time?
No, that's a great question. I'm wondering the same thing. When am I going to get my championship match? And also, when am I going to get merchandise? That's another question if you want to ask me that.
That's a great question. Don't you have a T-shirt or anything yet? That's crazy.
No. We're going to have to send some messages to the WWE shop.
I think so, because I even saw Alicia Fox has a T-shirt coming out as well. So she's even got one now.
Exactly.
So what's up with that?
Alicia Fox have a T-shirt and I don't. Yeah.
What would be on your T-shirt, do you think?
It's all about me.
Of course, because it is fantastic.
I didn't really have to think about that very much, did I? That was pretty cool. I was pretty quick with that.
That was really good. Yeah, no, that was like you planned.
Fans have been sending me pictures of how much merch that they've been making because we don't have any yet. So,
yeah, right.
I mean,
well, I would definitely purchase an Emma T-shirt for sure.
Matter of time.
Yeah, matter of time. And, I mean, what a cool moment that would be to be... it would be the first Australian woman to win a women's championship, would it? In wrestling, I'm pretty sure, in WWE?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a pretty huge moment. So after TLC, after you get through Asuka, what's the plan? Do you have a plan? What's next?
Well, first I've got to see if Alexa Bliss retains her title or if she can become the seventh-time women's champion. And then I got to strategize after that.
Yeah, and of course you beat Mickie James just a few weeks ago on Raw, so I mean that's pretty achievable there as well, right?
I beat Mickie James. I beat Alexa Bliss before back in NXT as well.
Ah, there you go.
Really, once I get Asuka out of the way, finish that streak, then the attention will be back on me where it belongs, and I can go after that championship.
Fantastic. Well, Emma, it's been such a great thing to watch you come back, because of course you're away for a while, and to see you come back and to really make an impact in the division, winning that five-way match last week, and now being able to go up against Asuka at TLC in your first singles match on pay-per-view. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
This has been a Joycast of Checkpoint for Joy 94.9. If you like this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.